Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Knowing money's history can help your money's future. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk about the laws of Eshnunna, circa 1930 BC. These laws help to formalize the role of money in civil society, including amounts of interest on debts, fines for wrongdoing, and compensation for various infractions of formalized law. We have certainly come a long way since the shekel, which was the first unit of weight and currency. Over the years, our method of exchanging goods and services morphed into capitalism, which was instituted around the 16th century in Europe, although its roots date back to the time of the shekel. We need to instill in the next generation the benefits of capitalism. It's not a dirty word. It is essentially a system in which neighbors create goods and services and assign such things a monetary value. We are individually instrumental in the continuation of this economic model. We each play our part, working to create goods and services and using respective payment for those services to buy other goods and services. Capitalism is a tremendous cycle of events that can be beneficial to a number of individuals when due diligence is applied. We are all members of this economic tribe. How we handle our money impacts us not only on an individual level, but as a country, and further, as an integral part of the global economy. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.